Back on Thursday, August 5th, the same day the Senate shamefully confirmed the ridiculously unqualified socialist radical Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court, and the day after a so-called judge in California overturned the will of over 7 million California voters who, with Proposition 8, rightly said marriage is between a man and a woman, and I heard Dr. Michael Savage mention on his national radio show that his new book, Trickle Up Poverty, was available for pre-ordering on Amazon, I ordered a copy. 2 months later, I happily received my book in the mail, a few days after its release. Until now, I have avoided reading much of what others have written about the book in order that I might carefully study it and create my own singular review. After reading it, I can say that Trickle Up Poverty is essential reading for anyone who loves our country and does not want to see it fall. Along with the mind-blowing explosion of conservatism in the past couple of years, has come an explosion in the publishing of conservative-themed books. It seems that conservative talkers and television pundits release a new book every few months, and some of us may be getting a bit book-weary. If you are one who has become burned out on the glut of conservative books out there, let me assure you, this is not your garden-variety conservative cheerleader rah-rah book. Trickle Up Poverty is a serious, in-depth educational resource. Each chapter is a detailed, organized, heavily researched and footnoted study of the major areas of the assault on America by the plainly Marxist Obama administration and its fellow travelers in other areas of power. With his classic wordsmithing, the weaving in of some of his personal life stories, and a dash of savage humor, Dr. Savage lays bare the sickening truth about Barack Obama and his treasonous crew who have, in an astoundingly short time, sailed the good ship America into waters so deep and dangerous that we may not survive without an extreme major course reversal. After the introduction, which opens with his likening Obama to a willfully destructive child breaking to pieces the priceless watch that is America, Dr. Savage spends the first chapter describing the simmering revolution of outraged patriots who are no longer willing to stand idly by while their country is systematically dismantled by leftist enemies within. He touches on the causes of our anger and fear for the loss of our country at the hands of deeply embedded radical leftists who have enacted one unconstitutional piece of legislation, egregious policy, and court ruling after another, all the while thumbing their noses at us as they get snot-slinging drunk on the absolute power that corrupts absolutely. Dr. Savage spends the next two chapters dissecting Obama's Marxist-Leninist roots and giving readers a crash course in socialism. Obama's communist associations and influences are so over the top that it's all the more maddening to remember how the media so slavishly broke its back trying to keep Obama's past unreported during the 08 presidential campaign, the dirty rats. In the chapter on socialism, we get a good dose of the history of Marxism-Leninism, from the account of what a piggish louse Karl Marx was, to how his socialist-communist philosophy has never worked in fulfilling its lying rhetoric. No. Instead, it has caused death, suffering, and extreme poverty for millions of people around the world throughout the last century and to this day. And guess what? That is by design. And these evil maniacs in Washington are step-by-step employing the very same methods to implement socialist communism in America that were used by those barbaric communist dictators of the past. Is it because these guys think they can make it work better? Not likely. I believe they would love for socialist communism to work here in America exactly as it always has elsewhere in the past. Again, the dirty rats. Like the entire book, the chapter Nightmare on Wall Street is heavily packed with protein, a wealth of solid muscle-building information on the various nefarious deeds of politicians and those running the financial world. Dr. Savage discusses how the raid on the markets just prior to the 08 presidential election sealed the deal on Obama getting into the White House, and how it was no accident. From TARP to Fannie and Freddie to Chris Dodd and the Friends of Angelo to the SEIU and the automobile industry bailouts, Dr. Savage takes us on a tour of Washington and Wall Street that will make you shudder. If you're like me and you're not a Wall Street economics wizard, this is an important chapter to study and study again. Chapter after chapter in Trickle Up Poverty is filled with specifics on what makes the Obama administration and the radical left a very clear and present danger to America. If you have only recently become engaged in following politics and you're seeing that things just aren't right, this book will help you understand and articulate just what those things are. And if you're a political knowledge veteran, you will find this book to be an invaluable resource for your collection. With words, Dr. Savage paints a powerful portrait of the face of the America-hating left, which infests our government, our schools, the media and Hollywood, unions and community organizing groups, and it's imperative that you read this book to see that big picture. In great detail, Dr. Savage displays the sordid anatomy of the health care legislation. He explains the IRS Health Stoppo, as he coins the term, from the Ready Reserve Corps, civilian national security force anyone, to the very real death panel, to the massive hidden taxes and freedom-robbing regulations, Dr. Savage spells out the ugly reality of Obamascare, a bloated piece of unconstitutional anti-American garbage which needs to be put out of our misery by being repealed. The theme of trickle-up poverty runs throughout the book. Dr. Savage illustrates how all of the policies of this administration ultimately lead to the weakening and impoverishing of the middle class. The reverse Robin Hood, as Dr. Savage calls Obama, steals from the middle class and gives to the rich. Dr. Savage exposes the hows and whys behind the global warming scam, perhaps the grandest hoax ever pulled on the world. He explains the wicked truth about cap and trade, how it has nothing to do with saving the planet, and everything to do with taxing and controlling the people, and amounts to nothing more than federal tyranny. The real cost of the illegal alien invasion is laid out, and again, it is no accident. Dr. Savage demonstrates the sinister reasons why the elites want our borders open and the flood of illegals to continue, and it ain't pretty. Further along, we see how the image of the beautiful, majestic oak tree has been hijacked by a bunch of radical enemies within as they sow their acorns across our land. The community organizer brigades and their ties to the black Muslim movement with its intrinsic hatred of the white man are investigated and shown as the cancer they are. Dr. Savage gives us an informative analysis of all the tentacles of the unofficial Obama Ministry of Propaganda, which includes not only the press, the United States film industry in Hollywood, but also our public schools at every level. Once again, this chapter is packed with alarming, well-documented information, and the slimy tactics of the left are shown clearly in the Savage spotlight. The chapter on our military will rip your heart out. Dr. Savage reports on the outrageous rules of engagement by which our soldiers and Marines are bound, and I do mean bound. These rules of engagement are such that they could have been written by the very enemy himself. Dr. Savage makes plain that Obama is systematically and deliberately taking a wrecking ball to our national defense, and it defies all logic unless you understand that it is being done on purpose. Dr. Savage outlines how all of the vicious deeds of this administration are indeed being done on purpose, and he tells us why. Trickle-up poverty is gut-wrenchingly intense, and it will weigh heavily on your heart as you travel, with Dr. Savage as your tour guide, through the freak show of the America-hating radical left. And not to be too corny here, but when I finally turned the page and came to chapter 11, I got tears in my eyes as I read the title, The Savage Manifesto, Borders, Language, Culture, and Economics. Dr. Savage leaves us with powerful prescriptions and righteous remedies for pulling our country back from the brink of the abyss over which we're poised. This chapter is such a marvelous ending to the terrible story of our country at the hands of juvenile Marxist college punks. Finally, Dr. Savage gives us another glimpse of hope in his epilogue as he shows that even the far left is starting to turn on Obama. I realize you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him read. But let me be clear. Trickle-up poverty is precisely what the doctor ordered at this crucial moment in America's history. Congratulations, Dr. Michael Savage, on your latest splendid masterpiece. I'm Gina Miller.